know about you, when your kids are sick, like mine sometimes are, and they'll come down in the middle of the night, "Mommy, I have a stomach ache." I always give them the same words of advice. Get a bucket, put a little bit of water in it, and put it next to your bed. And that way, if that upset stomach does what it might do, you'll be prepared. So in that vein, I would like to give you the same advice. Given what I am about to talk about, you might want to get yourself a bucket with a little water in it. And that way, if you feel a little sick and it manifests itself in a physical way, you'll be prepared. I wasn't going to even talk about this, but I can't resist because this has got to be the neo-pagan story of the day. Did you know? I know this isn't going to be a shock to you. Anderson Cooper is gay. I know. What a shock. I'm reeling from this news. I had no idea. Yes, I'm being sarcastic. But there is something very funny about this because Paul Brandeis Rauschenbusch over at the Huffington Post has a headline on his story about Anderson Cooper, the CNN anchor, announcing that he's gay. And it says, "Fact is, Anderson Cooper thanks God he's gay." If this were pagan ancient Rome, Jerry Sandusky wouldn't have been in trouble at all. Because homosexuality and man-boy love was so common and so accepted that outrage would have been inconceivable. It is only the vestiges of Christianity in our culture that give people the moral framework by which you can look at a Sandusky and feel revolted. And you know what? The way we're going, Jerry Sandusky, 30 years from now, may be a normal thing. You already have pedophiles who are trying to be normalized at the American Psychological Association. I think that's the name of it. They've succeeded in having homosexuality removed from the playbook as some sort of disorder. And now they're working on pedophilia. And I'm sure they'll be successful because that's where it's all headed. Anderson Cooper did receive from God an ability to love. But not that kind of love. That's not love. It's not love. And all you need to do is go back to Romans chapter 1. This is an absolute pagan expression that has twisted love beyond recognition and turned it into something that is not God's design at all. This is a lie from the pit, and we must oppose it. And unfortunately, we have so-called evangelicals getting on this train to nowhere.